With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. A decision by Canyons of the Ancients National Monument to hold off on reopening two grazing allotments has the Montezuma County Commissioners concerned. On Monday, they learned from BLM Trace Rios Field Office Manager Connie Clementson that because of protests, the agency will not move forward yet with its proposed decision to issue 10-year grazing leases for the monument's Flodyne and Yellowjacket allotments, which have not been grazed since 2005. Advocates for the West, which protested the proposal on behalf of a number of environmental groups, claims on its website that before 2005, these allotments had a history of livestock-induced violations of key standards. Clementson told the commissioners the BLM will now conduct an environmental assessment of the proposed leases. Commission Chairman Keenan Ertel said the reversal is an example of the BLM doing what it wants without regard to the county's needs. Clementson said it appears the county and the agency have more to talk about than can be discussed in their regular 20-minute meetings once a month, and suggested they get together for longer work sessions. In other news, a hazardous materials team had to respond to a two-vehicle crash on Highway 491 near Toyoak late Wednesday night. Cortez Fire Chief Jeff Vandervoort says a man and woman in a pickup and hauling a horse trailer were trying to turn left from Mike Wash Road onto the highway when the man mistakenly thought he was on the wrong side of the median, attempted a U-turn, and was broadsided by a southbound semi. The man and woman were taken to Southwest Memorial Hospital. There was no word on their injuries. The semi driver was uninjured. 100 gallons of diesel fuel reportedly spilled from the semi and had to be cleaned up. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.